أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
جیسا کہ احباب جماعت کے علم میں ہے
Huzoor says that as it is, this is in the knowledge of everyone member of the Jamaat, that recently I had gone on journey to visit America and Canada for their Jalsa Salana. Apart from Jalsa Salana, there were some other engagements and programs. The non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims were also given the message of Islam in the best possible manner. And a very positive reaction has been shown by those people who have listened to these things and those who have got introduced to Jamaat in one way or the other. Regarding Islam, in their hearts there are certain doubts in their minds, in their hearts. They were removed. In any way, overall, we can say that this journey overall was having a lot of blessings of Allah Almighty. Allah may create a very long reaching impact and results of this journey and visit in the hearts of all, and the good reactions and the impact which we have been able to see and hear from within the Jamaat and outside, it was not only the result of the good planning of the organizers of the Jamaat, nor I can say that the way I explained those points for the non-Muslims that might have attracted their attention to these matters. And regarding about Islam, their doubts, they were removed, as they have mentioned. Certainly, the Holy Quran and the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ilm-e kalam, the knowledge given by Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam, is the one which produces the result and affects the people. If there is no will of Allah, then this message of Allah, according to his own statement, does not increase anybody except in the loss. Those people who have got enmity and rancor in their hearts, they always increase in loss. So therefore, the opening of the hearts and to have them a good impact and effect of that, this is the doing of Allah Almighty. And whenever He wills and wherever He wills, then He creates such an atmosphere that something is taken in a good sense and it creates a good effect. So in this age, Allah Almighty willed so that through the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the message of Islam should reach the world. And then among those people, those who are right-minded people and pious in nature, they should accept that. And then all peoples, according to their status and ranks, they should get the good impact of that. And generally, those people who are good at heart, whatever reaction they show, they always have a good impact of that, and at least they stop from opposing Islam. Because in this age, Allah Almighty has sent the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam for this very purpose, that the beautiful face of Islam should be introduced to these people. And in this age, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who can really show the beautiful face of Islam to the people. Because now Allah Almighty has destined, make it a decree, that the beauty of Islam, the excellence of Islam, it should be shown through the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the benefit of the whole world. And you got the revelation that Asmani Taide Hamare Saath Hain, that divine helps are with us. That when the divine help and succor is with us, then definitely the result, they produce very good results. Today, if the teachings of Islam, they that creates impact in the hearts of people, and today if they are openly admitting and saying that these are totally new things that we are being told today, and we are coming to know about these things, so that is because of the fact that because of the divine assistance and help, Allah Almighty is fulfilling His promise. Allah Almighty is opening up their hearts and minds. So these spectacles that we saw during our visit, these are actually we saw that the name of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned with great honor and respect, and people are expressing their good opinion about the community, and regarding the true teachings of Islam, without any adverse comment on it, they are being mentioned in the same way as they were told. So all these things are the manifestation of divine help and assistance. Otherwise, the people of these countries, they are very the people who have this feeling of greatness in their hearts, and sometimes they open up their mind in a way that they twist the things when they present it before the people. And against Islam, they always the things are flared up. But if there is something which is in favor of Islam, then there are very few people who are very just and mention it exactly as it was. So therefore, without much effort on our part, or without any much expense, the message of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, when it is listened by the people of the world today, and his name is mentioned with great respect and dignity and honor, and when people, when the non-Ahmadis, they meet the caliphs of the promised Messiah, and all these people, they speak good words and praise about the community, then these are actually the signs of divine assistance and help, which I witnessed very much during this visit, that was the visit of America and Canada. Rather, I can say that even the Ahmadis living in those countries, they also witnessed the same thing. Because all the Ahmadis, those who were involved in some arrangements of the functions which were held there, are those people who, those who invited their close friends and relatives to come to these functions to attend that. So these people have mentioned it very openly, that much more than our expectation. These people, they responded to come to attend this meeting and to listen to us, and they paid more attention to this one. And as the newspaper and the media, they mentioned about the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and also the true message of Islam. They gave a very good coverage and conveyed the message to the people. Allah Almighty told the promised Messiah that I would give you the fame with honor and dignity. And this promise of Allah Almighty, which is always with him, that I will cause thy message to reach the end of the earth, that was also there. And we are able to see the fulfillment of this in each continent and in each country. During this year, at the completion of 100 years of Khilafat Ahmadiyya, Allah Almighty, the promises which he gave to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty made such an arrangement of the propagation of the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat. It was because of the divine help and assistance, otherwise it could not have been possible. It is Allah Almighty who is conveying your message, the message of Islam and message of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, it would not have been possible for us to announce these things to the people, and particularly in these countries where Islam is very much criticized and it is presented in that way. In America, we saw the fulfillment of this in this way, and everybody who ponders over it, they felt it in that way. Felt it very clearly. And in Harrisburg, where our Jalsa Salana took place, it's a big city in state of Pennsylvania. It's the capital of the state. And this year, as I said, with reference to this Khilafat Jubilee, it was given good publicity. As I have said, rather we should say like this, that Allah Almighty made the arrangement that with reference to the celebration, the introduction of the community should be there. So anyway, the state assembly of that area, they came out very openly and boldly, and then they, with reference to this gathering, they welcomed the Jamaat in this area. And at the completion of 100 years of Khilafat, in order to congratulate, they decided to pass a resolution to congratulate the Jamaat on this auspicious occasion. And one member of the assembly criticized and he objected that this can't be done. He was a very staunch Christian, and also with reference to Christianity, there are so many people who are very staunch and very adamant on this issue and very sentimental. So, but anyway, he opposed this resolution. And I may clarify this point here, that there was no effort made on our part that there should be such a resolution on the completion of, with connection of the celebration, and the Khalifa of the time is coming, therefore it should be done. There was no effort on our part. Some of these people themselves thought of it, and they raised this point and presented the resolution in the State Council. And I was saying that one member opposed that. And he presented this argument that because these people do not believe Hazrat Isa alayhi salam as God, therefore they don't have the right that they should be welcomed here. This was actually the decree of Allah Almighty that he said like that. Because if this revolution had been there without anybody noticing it, and the knowledge of that would not have been to the embassy, and just we get a piece of paper or some news appears in the press, then morally we would have been very grateful to these people that they have welcomed us, and this showing of this etiquette, it was our responsibility and it is according to the teaching of Islam. But as I have said, that this opposition was a part of the decree of Allah Almighty. because then this question was taken up by the media and it was widely mentioned. And nowadays on internet every news is published there and then people start discussing that matter. So Allah Almighty from among them, there are many people, He raised many people in opposition to this proposal. And there was a debate that on one side we claim to be secular and then on the other side we say like that. And the Jewish people also raised this question that we also do not believe Jesus to be the prophet, the true. And sometimes they say so many things about Hazrat Isa. For political purposes they might be quiet for some time at various times, but actually in their hearts they are opposed to that one. While we, Ahmadis, we believe him to be a respectable prophet. Anyway, the Christians also raise the questions, the Jewish people also raise the questions, that our right of staying in this country would also might not be jeopardized, might not be snatched from us. And I just think that maybe on this occasion the statement of the Jewish people issued by them, then the mullahs might say that the Jewish and the Ahmadis are one and the same. But these mullahs will forget that if we are being opposed, then it is because of that, that we do not believe a humble servant of Allah Almighty as God. Anyway, these are the doings of these opponents, the mullahs, and let them do whatever they do. But this the voice which was raised against us in this assembly, and among the Christians and other circles, there was one atmosphere which was in our favor. And as I said, that on websites and in newspapers there was a longer discussion going on this subject. And as a result of that, the introduction of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and the Jamaat was made in great detail. And the newspapers, they mentioned with reference to Jalsa and the Khilafat Jubilee, they printed lot of news items. After a few days, when the assembly passed the resolution, the introduction and the fame that was there because of this opposition, as I said, that if it had been done quietly, it would not have been there. So this is actually the way of Allah Almighty to introduce the Jamaat, that the efforts of the opponents are to degrade us. But that very opposition becomes the source of our further fame and good news. Today in Pakistan and Indonesia and Bangladesh are in some in Hyderabad, Dakhan, in India, where Muslims are in large number, the opposition of the Jamaat is becoming strong. And in these countries and in the whole world, the introduction of the Jamaat is actually expanding more and more. In some parts of India, the introduction of the Jamaat was not there. The administration and the local people did not know much. But as a result of this opposition, now they are getting to know about the community. So this is the plan of God. This is the doings of Allah Almighty, that the opponents are the enemies. Whatever method they are going to adopt, Allah Almighty is going to make the things like this, that something out of that will emerge, which will bring out the message of the Ahmadiyyat and the Promised Messiah for to be spread more and more among the people. The members of the Jamaat, sometime because of passions or because of they have to give the sacrifices of their emotions, of their life and their wealth. They have to give these sacrifices, but these never go waste. These those people who offer these sacrifices and their families, they become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty. And on the basis of the Jamaat, Allah Almighty grants more and more blessings, and more introduction is the result of this opposition. So as I have said that the newspapers, they fully introduce the community. And the news of the Jalsa, of the gathering in America was published widely. And the reporters also came who attended the Jalsa. Along with me, they got appointment and one reporter interviewed me and that was published. We have to admit that whatever is the situation, Allah Almighty created such an atmosphere that whatever was told to them, whatever was mentioned in that discourses, without any cutting, without any trimming, they reproduce the same thing. Some of those things were against their beliefs and their thinking. One newspaper in Pennsylvania, Lancaster Intelligence Journal, the reporter of that took the interview, and they took the interview on 19th and published on 20th. And there was a photograph along with it. They mentioned that the Caliph of Islam, the Khalifa of Islam, on the weekend, he specially brings a message for all the Americans and particularly in Harris. And wherever it is mentioned, they described me as the Khalifa of Islam, and the mullahs will be very much disturbed with that. They would be very unhappy. They mentioned that Mirza Masroor Ahmad mentioned in his message that you can only recognize your creator when you have love for the people. And this message is not only for America, for the whole world. The message of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was there. And this is the nutshell, what I said, that they should recognize God and they should pay their due rights and regards to the people. And if they do so, then there will be no enmity left in the world, and the hearts of the people will be cleansed from rancor and ill will. And this is the way of establishing of peace. There is no need of any atomic bombs. Allah Almighty has provided us the solution and the recipe for that. That should be followed. And then the newspaper writes that with my reference, it is mentioned that the purpose of coming to America is to meet the people and to meet everyone who would like to meet him. And Mr. Ahmad said that his mission is not only to bring about unity among all followers of Islam, but all people, they should come and cooperate with one another. And they are waiting for the Messiah to come. That has come. And in America, the people are waiting for the second advent of Messiah. As I said that in America, there is a large number of the population who are interested in religion, and they are waiting for the second advent of Messiah. So writing of their newspaper that the promised one has already come, it definitely will draw the attention of the people. And all these things are the doings of Allah Almighty. And inshallah, God willing, the message of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty Himself is going to make more arrangements and more opportunities will be made open. And similarly, some other newspapers, they also mentioned about the Jalsa and the visit. Altogether, 22 newspapers, they gave good coverage. 2 radio stations gave the news, 3 television stations. On 15 sites on internet, the coverage was there. So as I said that Allah Almighty made such an arrangement that the Jamaat was doing something according to their resources, but the Jamaat may not have been able to do it to that extent. And every eye can see, and every pious heart can feel that Allah Almighty is showing His divine help and succor. There was a big reception in a hotel in America, and highly educated people were present there. There, I presented the Holy Quran and sayings of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his noble example. I presented that, and also the teachings as mentioned by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, particularly about the true concept of jihad, I presented, and I gave this message to them with reference to the promised Messiah salatu wasalam, that I am the second coming of Hazrat Isa bin Maryam, and Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad in his person, the second coming has already taken place. They mentioned that, and they said that America is a big power, and as such America should do this effort that justice should be established in the world. And if the justice is there, then they will be able to discharge their responsibilities. By the grace of Allah, Huzoor says that all these people, they had a good impact and a good impression was taken, and many people mentioned in so many words that we have come to know so many good new things today. Actually, there was nothing new. The Holy Quran and the sayings of the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one which has been presented to us by the promised Messiah salatu wasalam. And the mullahs of today, they are twisting this and presenting it in a different way, and they are making it a cause of a bad name for Islam. The Jalsa of Jamaat Ahmadiyya America was also very successful according to the traditions of the Jamaat, and all the departments, they work according to traditions. The place which they acquired this year is, it's a big area in which they various big functions take place and exhibitions are there. There are big halls there. So it was quite comfortable. It was good in that sense that the dining hall, the place for food and other areas for exhibitions and everything, that was all under one roof. This facility was available, and the exhibition, particularly on the subject of Khilafat, I liked it very much. It was a unique in that sense that they started from Hazrat Adam and up to the Khilafat of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. The history of all that was put together and projected. In America, this was my first ever visit, and after 10 years any Khalifa of the time had visited there. So a young generation, they have grown up now, and those people who did not have any understanding of the working of the Jamaat, those who were a few years back, 10 years back, they were quite young. Now they are grown up. And secondly, living in the Western atmosphere, the effect of that is also there. But by the grace of Allah, the youngsters, the boys and the girls, they are very closely attached and dedicated and very devout and very sincere to the Khilafat. And during Jalsa, they perform their duties very diligently, and all these things, they always reminded us to express our thanks to Allah Almighty. How beautiful people have been granted to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. In America, a large number of the Ahmadis are Afro-Americans, brothers and sisters, and there are some white Ahmadis as well. By the grace of Allah, in Jamaat works, in duties, all of them, they are trying to excel one another. And for regarding the love for Khilafat is clearly visible in their hearts. In their eyes, there is love and affection and respect for Khilafat. Allah Almighty accept, may Allah increase them in their devotion and loyalty and fidelity to Khilafat. After America, by the grace of Allah, the Jalsa Salana of Canada was there. In Canada, so far as the number of the Jamaat is there, it's very well attended Jalsa. I have been there in some previous Jalsas and gatherings. At that time, the people from America used to come. And this time, as I went there after visiting America, so therefore normally the 3,000-4,000 people who come from America to participate in Jalsa in Canada, they did not come. And secondly, there was the occasion of the opening of the mosque in Calgary. So the people from Calgary and the nearby area, they did not come in large number. And the distance is there, and it's a very big country, very vast country. And although they live in one country, but there is a time difference of 2 hours. From Toronto to Calgary, it is a 4 hours flight. Anyway, the attendance in Jalsa in Canada, as I mentioned, it was very well attended in spite of all these things that I have mentioned. There were 15,000 people present. And the Jalsa in Canada, as I have mentioned many a time, it is very well organized. The majority of the people are from Ahmadis from Pakistan, those who were very trained after having performed various duties in Pakistan. And secondly, like America, they also have all these arrangements under one cover except the cooking of the food, which is cooked outside and then transported to the Jalsaga. So because of these arrangements, a lot of facility was there and comfort was there. But those people who are sitting here, they should not be disturbed. That the people, they work very hard, and the arrangements as they are done in UK, that is something special and unique here. Although because of the mud or because of other inconvenience, they work very hard, and when the time will come, inshallah, all these things will improve here as well. But anyway, this Jalsa in Canada was very successful, and five different newspapers, they give full coverage, and the 2.5 million people are the readership of those newspapers. The radios also covered this events. 6 television stations covered the function. And on sites on internet, the news were there. So this Jalsa, especially when it is held in the presence of the Khalifa of the time, then the introduction of Jamaat and on the message of Ahmadiyyat, it becomes a great means of conveying that message to the people. And this year, it was something very special in America and also in Canada. The Ahmadis, those who live in those countries, they were rather surprised. I have mentioned it before, that it was much more than what they themselves expected, that the introduction of the Ahmadiyyat was able to reach to these people. In Canada, this time, with reference to the Khilafat Jubilee, this was one additional program in which there was a reception. A feast was arranged in which the members of assemblies and highly intelligent people, intelligentsia, and people from various walks of life, they were invited. In this meeting as well, with reference to the Holy Quran and this noble example of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the statements of the promised Messiah, I mentioned about the beautiful teaching of Islam, and I tried to remove the doubts in their minds regarding Islam, and I told them that they should try to recognize one and absolutely one God. This is the source of the survival of mankind, and this is the true God which is presented by Islam. 550 people, non-Muslims, non-Ahmadis, they were attended there. The Premier of Ontario province was there, and many provincial ministers and members, and the special representative of the Prime Minister was also there. So by the grace of Allah, it created a good impact. Many Christian ministers and some professors, they collectively they expressed this one, that we have come to know quite a few new things about Islam. Similarly, the inauguration of the Calgary Mosque, which took place on Friday, that on Saturday there was a reception for non-Ahmadis, And with reference to the mosque, Allah Almighty enabled me to introduce Islam and the message of Ahmadiyyat, and these people, they were listening attentively with great care. And this mosque, as I have already mentioned in my previous sermon, it's a very beautiful mosque. And when I laid the foundation of this one, on that day it was heavy rain. And the road, and it looked quite strange because of the roads and the area. And I was thinking that they are building the mosque here in this area, but it looks that this place does not really seem to be a good site for building a mosque. But Allah Almighty made the things like this, that during these 3 years, very close, nearby, there is a highway and beautiful roads are there. And the quality of the roads has also improved, and certain developments took place there. Right in front of the mosque, there is a beautiful park, which has the government has handed over to the community for maintenance, a great part of it. And last year, there in the railway station has also been set up nearby, which is only 10 minutes walk from the mosque. And trains from all parts of the city come there. So it is quite easy and comfortable to reach there. And a lot of people are now living nearby, within 10-15 minutes. And because along with the mosque, Allah Almighty also made all these facilities available. This is also a blessing of Allah Almighty. The airport is only 20 minutes drive from there. So this mosque has also, not only in this area, but throughout the country, but I can say throughout the world, has drawn the attention to this thing. As I mentioned that on Saturday, the guests were invited there, and the Prime Minister of the country, in spite of all his engagements, and because he had to go on a foreign visit as well, but he specially came to attend this function, and immediately after that he left. He saw the mosque and he spoke in the meeting, and very good opinions were mentioned in Allah Almighty may reward him. He spoke very highly about the community, and by the grace of Allah, this function was also a great instrument for the introduction of the Jamaat. Here also some Christian missionaries regarding my speech, which I mentioned the rite of worship with relation to the mosque, they were very surprised to listen to that one. One Ahmadi told me that a Christian who was present there, after the speech, he started crying and he wept. That when he came to know this, the beautiful teaching which is in line with human nature. The teaching of Islam in every respect is very elaborate and comprehensive if it is conveyed properly. If the people are right-minded people and pious people, then they cannot simply run away from this teaching. And there is no other way except to believe that, except to accept this one. Another guest who was very much close to the Jamaat, and he met me, and he was crying profusely. And the gentleman who invited him, he told me later on that this day, there should be nothing stopping me from joining the community. So he decided to join the community, and there are some other people who also joined. So by the grace of Allah, in every country, the visit of that, they become the instrument of conveying the message of Islam and the Ahmadiyyat in the true sense. And this is the promise of Allah Almighty. And this is because of the promise of Allah Almighty, who told the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that I will give you the fame with honor and dignity. This is the decree of Allah Almighty. Nobody can stop that. Nobody can alter that. Unfortunate mullahs, they can do whatever they like. The foul outburst of these people has got nothing, no value at all. They can give some temporary harms to Ahmadis, and they are becoming very happy about that. But unfortunately, they don't know that the decree of Allah Almighty is already working against them. And these people are going to have their very bad end. With the opening of this mosque, through the media, the introduction that was, I would like to give some more detail of that, that 9 television stations in Calgary area, they covered this, and the number of the people who watched that, 3.1 million people actually watched that, and 9 radio stations covered the opening, and 3 million people, and the print media, they also gave wide coverage, and the there are 4 million people are there who read those newspapers. Apart from these national newspapers, there are quite a few international newspapers, Australia, Germany, New Zealand, India, in Pakistan, maybe they have given a negative news, in Britain, UAE, and Kenya, and so many other countries. And in Arab countries, 41 newspapers, they have given the news, Iran, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Lebanon. And they have introduced the promised Messiah, that this is a sect in Islam who have made this mosque there established. So Alhamdulillah, there is a current going on in favor of Ahmadiyyat, even if the message is given in a negative sense. As I said, it actually at the end results in 130 sites on internet have also given the coverage of this opening of this mosque. In this coverage, while the comments of various participants are mentioned, and there was quite extensively, it was there, Catholic bishop said that on morals, the worry of the Jamaat is considerable, and he's a very nice person, and he has a close link with the Jamaat, and actually he's the one who he is the cause of for the Prime Minister to come and attend this meeting, because he has got a good close connection with him, and he praised the Jamaat and the community, and said that regarding the mosque, he said that this mosque is a very glaring addition to the skyline of the city, and the Prime Minister also said that this shows the beautiful face of Islam, and it's a symbol of the greatness of Islam. And also the news which are telecast all over Canada, with reference to my previous sermon, for 2 minutes they gave the news, and they showed the picture of the mosque, and also showed the photograph of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the purpose of why the promised Messiah salatu wasalam allowed himself to be photographed was this one, that those people who recognize the people by face, this picture should reach to them, and they may be able to accept the reality and truth. And from various countries of the world, the baths which we receive here, I receive here, these baths are not always through us. There are many such baths, those who have seen some saintly person, and when they later on see the photograph of the promised Messiah, then they say that this was the saintly person which we saw, and he is the instrumental for our accepting Ahmadiyyat, because after that, when we searched, ultimately we reached Ahmadiyyat. And there are so many people, when they see the photograph of the promised Messiah in an Ahmadi house, then they become inquisitive about that, and then they research, and finally they come to Ahmadiyyat. So in Canada, by the grace of Allah, through the picture of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty created such vast occasions of the introduction of Ahmadiyyat through the photograph of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah may open up the hearts of the nice people, and also in Muslim countries and also in Christian countries, enable them to accept the truth to right-minded people, the pious people. For we should particularly pray for the Muslim countries, that these people, they should not be following the so-called ulama of their own, and they should not be should not be further spoiling their life here and the life in the hereafter. Allah Almighty, give them the guidance and enable them to recognize the truth. And to the Christians and to other Arabs, Allah Almighty, enable them to recognize the beautiful face of Islam and to see that and to accept that. Allah Almighty, enable them to do so. That this is actually the source of their salvation. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that the time is coming that suddenly European and Americans and the Arabs, they are going to be interested in Islam, and instead of worshipping someone who has passed away, they would believe Islam to be their source of salvation, means of salvation. May Allah make it like this, that this day comes in our lifetime, that when we see the flag of Islam hoisting in all these countries with great dignity and honor. Regarding the Ahmadis in Canada, Huzur says, with reference to Jalsa, I forgot to mention one thing. They also wish that something should be mentioned about that. The people who perform the duties there, these people, their devotion is worth seeing. By the grace of Allah, they are increasing in their loyalty and faithfulness, especially on the day when I was leaving Toronto. There was a huge multitude of people. And on that huge area, there was no place for anybody to stand there. And everybody was so much overwhelmed with emotions. Allah Almighty, increase all the Ahmadis in their devotion and loyalty, and make them a beautiful model of the Islamic teachings, so that we may be able to discharge the responsibility of that message which was brought by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in this world.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله.
یہ ایک افسوسناک اطلاع ہے.
حضور says that there is a sad news. About 20 days ago, a very old missionary and Waqf-e Zindagi, Maulana Nuruddin Munir Sahib, who has been missionary in East Africa and Naib Wakil Tafsir, and he was also Wakil Tasneef, he passed away in Karachi at the age of 93. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. When he was in the field in East Africa, working in the field, he was a missionary in Kenya. He was editor of East African Times, and then editor of Tariqa Jadid and Review of Religions. He was a scholarly person, and he wrote a history, translated the history of Lajna into English, 4 volumes. A brief history of Ahmadiyyat was also translated. He compiled that, and on Ahkamul Quran, the commandments of the Holy Quran, some books written by him have been published. He has got 3 sons. He was buried in Bajtima Prarabwa. After Namaz-e-Jumma, I am going to offer his janazah in absentia. Allah Almighty may forgive him and exalt his status.
عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر